what you do in a war dance is the same as any other dance. It's just a different focus. In a war dance, you're asking the spirits for strength, power, in order to withstand the enemies that are being set against you. However, in whatever form that is, whether it's through bad vibes, or whether it's through physical threat, or whether it's through intimidation or whatever, you're asking Grandfather, the Creator, and all your spirit helpers for the strength to withstand and stand up against that onslaught, that threat, that attack that you know is coming, or that is coming. That's what the war dance is. And as you dance, you're praying, and you're feeling, and you're moving, and the fire is with you, and your prayers are going into the fire, and the fire is coming back, and it's touching you here, and you've got your heart plate on, and the heart plate protects you against bad stuff coming in. But your cape, your feather capes, and your deer toes, those all give you the strength and the power. It brings that spirit in, and it helps you. It gives you strength. It gives you focus. It gives you purpose. And while you're dancing, you know, answers will come in. I mean, you will hear what you're supposed to do. You will hear the songs, or you'll even hear new songs as they come in. But you'll be told that you're strong. You'll be told that, yes, you're worthy, or you're honorable. You'll be told those things. And then when the war dance is done, then you know that you're accepted to be somebody as a protector of your people, somebody that will watch out for your young girls, your young boys, your elders, your way of life, your sacred places, your songs, your culture, your heritage. That's what the war dance is. The war dance is to give you that focus and that strength and that ability to withstand those attacks that will come.
Okay, and so would you call it more of a preparation than a purging, or is it both in a way?
No, it's a preparation. There's no purging.
I mean, you're not releasing stress. You're preparing for tougher times.
Preparing for what's coming, yes. And yeah, I need to be really clear on this. What people don't understand about Native people that do ceremonies, whether it's a roundhouse ceremony, whether it's a war dance, whether it's a grass dance, whether it's a jump dance, whether it's a sweat lodge, whether it's any of those ceremonies, you are not allowed to do those ceremonies, period. If you are in any way have had any alcohol, any drugs, any of that kind of junk for a long time before you even get in there, because that stuff takes away from the spirit and the power of being able to talk to you. See, there's this stereotype about a bunch of drunken Indians. Well, that's a stereotype that was put out by the white man, not the Indian. You know, they found some homeless people a long time ago, and yes, they were depressed. They were depressed because their home was taken away from them. They were depressed because their tribe was taken away from them. They were depressed because they were cast out as third-class citizens. I mean, they didn't even have the right to vote. And what did they do? Yeah, some of them turned to drugs and alcohol, the same as people do now today. But since they were Indians, that stigma stayed. But if you're in that kind of mind frame or mindset, you know, with those kind of influences, you're not able to do these ceremonies. You can't do them.
So, is the war dance a men only dance?
Well, it's the men dancing, yes, but the women will be singing. So it's men and women, and the dancers draw strength from the songs and the drum and the fire. So the stronger the women sing, the more strength and power they give to the dancers. It's not a him, her, him thing. It's a us thing.
So what's the significance of the war dance in relation to the puberty ceremony for the tribe's next chief?
Well, the significance of this particular one is that, like I was saying, the war dance gets you prepared for the attacks that are going to come, for the bad stuff that's coming. I mean, the bad stuff is already coming, so we're just trying to build strength for it. This war dance is preparation for that's coming, and that is happening already in preparation for the coming of age ceremony, because we know there's going to be bad. If they don't close this, there's going to be bad stuff. And there's even going to be a lot more bad stuff than in the past. Just read the Record Searchlight comments. You got people threatening to come out with guns and stuff and shoot Indians. This is in the Reading paper, online. So yeah, we need to prepare for it. We need to prepare for what bad things may happen. And the reason why this war dance is happening now is to show that we're ready to stand up for this ceremony. That we are going to put ourselves out there and be ready to do this ceremony, because we have to. It has to be done this year. It's the last year it can be done for this young woman.
So what's the significance of a group of men dancing, holding a war dance so a woman can have her rite of passage?
The war dancers, the significance of the war dance is the warriors are getting prepared to protect that ceremony of her coming of age. That's the significance.
Could you talk to the concept of in a society in our predominant white society, I think it's fair to say that the feminine has been fairly denigrated. And here is a tribe that's really honoring women and a woman's rite of passage, which I don't even think we have in American culture. The Sweet 16 is long gone. And yet we have a government that refuses to recognize what you guys are doing. Do you have any reflection on that?
Well, the first thing I will say is, for the second time in history, there's more non-white babies being born in America than white, for the second time in American history. And do you know why it's the second time? Because the first time there was more non-white babies being born, there was no whites here. But there's whites here now. And now there's more non-white. And why I think it's insignificant, or you pose a really good question, and what people don't understand is most of the California tribes and a lot of the tribes were all matriarchal in the first place. You know, the villages had headmen. There was councils of elders. But many of the leaders were women, matriarchal. A lot of the California tribes were matriarchal. So we've always respected our women. And when the Spanish invasion happened in the 1500s and 1600s, they just decimated tribes down south. When the United States came and took over in 1848, they decimated the tribes in the north. They outlawed religious ceremonies, they outlawed language, they outlawed a whole bunch of things, but it was the women that kept those songs, those ceremonies, and the language alive in secret. So we owe a lot to our women, and we respect our women a lot. Why American society doesn't respect their women the way they should, I have no idea, because it's the women always that have carried things forward. It's the women always that have brought forth their traditions, that have made sure that they've lasted from generation to generation, whether it's white, black, brown, yellow, red. It's always, if you look, it's always the women that are bringing the stories forward, that are bringing the traditions forward, that are bringing all those things forward. It's always the women. And so why it's not respected, I don't know. And in an election year, This is a good question. You know, they're all talking about women's rights. Have you heard the news lately? You know, Obama, yeah, on women's rights this and women's rights that. We believe this. Romney now, all of the married women, he has more support from married women than Obama does. Because now there's talk about women's rights over there. But they're all talking women's rights, but they're not doing anything. And here you've got a women's right of coming of age. This is one little young woman trying to come of age. Do you think that's important to any of them? No. Do you think if it was your daughter and she was coming of age, do you think your daughter would be important to them?
Why is it important to you?
Why is it important? Because it's our tribal tradition. It's what makes our tribe continue to the next generation. It's what ensures that our tribe is going to survive. It ensures that our culture and our way of life is going to be carried forward. If this ceremony is done, then we know that that ceremony will be done somewhere down the road again, because this person is going to be the next tribal leader when the time comes. And this person knows the importance of that ceremony, the importance of the culture, and the importance of our heritage and our inheritance. And she will carry it forward. That's why it's important.
Do I get it right?
Gary Hayward Slaughter Mulcahy.
Mulcahy.
Mulcahy. Ah, yes, lad. Yeah, the dad has part of the Irish over there. And his neighbor was a Mulcahy, I mean to tell you. You know, them Irish and them Indians, they got around, you know. There was a lot of teepee creeping. If you know these people there, you know, a lot of them Indians, you ask them, what are you? And they say, well, I'm a this and I'm a that, you know, but I'm a part Irish and I'm a part of that, too. You know, boy, they sure got around, didn't they? And the reason why is because they were all discriminated against, too.
Paddy wagons? Yeah. Where do you think the word paddy wagon
That's right.
From?